Amen. Good morning, everybody. I know we're entering the sanctuary. There are people at home getting themselves together. Amen. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. Welcome on Facebook, on YouTube, and in the sanctuary. Welcome to one of the houses of what? The Lord. Amen. 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 Let us get in. Rev always says this. It comes from scripture. What? He was glad with what? He could walk through those doors. Amen. So let's, before I go into prayer, let's just, before you stand up, whatever baggage you got on for this week, put that baggage right there in that chair. All right. I want you to stand in prayer and rejoicing, whether you're in the sanctuary or at home. Put your baggage down right now. Because when you stand up and praise the Lord, what? He's going to take those bags away, right? All right, so let's leave our baggage. If we could all stand. Lord Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah, we are here today. Whether in the sanctuary, whether online, we are here today because of your blessing. Hallelujah. Because you watched over us. Because you kept us. Hallelujah. Because you provided for us. Thank you, oh Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. As we praise you, hallelujah. You lifted us up, hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever the hindrances are, move them right now. Whatever it is, be it financial, relationships, health, whatever the turmoil is right now, move it out of the way that we could praise you. Hallelujah. That we would praise your name. That we could receive the word you have prepared for us. So Lord, whoever is out there that is listening and watching, but they're worried, remind them that when the storms are raging, lightning all over the place, wind blowing people over, and your followers thought they were going to die. You said, peace, be still. So whatever it is this morning, oh Lord, that is causing turmoil, speak to it right now. Peace, be still, in the name of Jesus. That we would praise you and not worry. That we would praise you and not be in fear. That we would praise you and witness to your glory. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're here today because you watched over us. And we thank you, Christ Jesus. Come sit right next to us, O Lord. Because you've got more than two or three gathered in your name. Let us feel the warmth of your presence sitting right next to us, O Lord. That our focus would be on you and not on the world.
peace, be still in the name of Jesus. That we would praise you, O Lord, with our whole heart. Bless our minister this morning, that your word would be delivered unto us. For you have already diagnosed our situation. You already know what our needs are. You already know our hungers and our thirsts. Let us receive that word that you have prepared to satisfy and to deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be with us this day, that you would get all of the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. You can remain standing. I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. Amen. It's going to be in Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading verses 4 and 5. Excuse me. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. And the Word of God reads, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Amen. Even when what? We were dead. Dead, separated, lost, no direction. And actually an enemy to him. By his grace and love. Amen. Amen. I'm going to bring up Sister Leah, but let us celebrate his mercy, his forgiveness, and his presence. Amen. 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 Our Sister Leah is going to come up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is so worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. He's so worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Because he's truly so awesome. He's such a great God. The true and living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. We can sing it together. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to Lord, for you deserve it. You deserve, you deserve all of the glory. Glory belongs to you. Oh, all of the glory belongs to you. Oh, all of the glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, all of the glory. Belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you give the hallelujahs, those hindrances that were in the way, the stuff that had you worried about with the week coming up or whatever you just went through, all you got to do, even, you know, you get home, you at home right now, whatever, just say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You won't even realize your volume will start to increase. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you're getting it where? His presence. Not the presence of the world. Not in the troubles of the world. Not in the circumstances of the world, right? But you're getting into his presence. And to take us there this morning even more into his presence, a woman who still needs no introduction, but she's going to get a great introduction, right? One of our newer ministers, a woman of God, who is what? He put a word in her, not this week. She may not have seen it till this week. He put a word in her back in the beginning. He said, this is the word I want her to preach this day for us. So listen attentively, because there's always something in the word for each one of us. Amen. And all you have to do is listen and what? Trust in what I just said, that God had something this morning in that word for you. Amen. And then you're what? You're hallelujahs. Your hallelujahs, your hallelujahs, your hallelujahs will come out. Amen? With that, I'm going to call forth our minister, Barbara Williams. Amen? Amen. Can we all stand? Can we honor her? We can clap too. Go ahead. You got an ovation. With that, let me get out your way. You got a mic?
Good morning. Good morning. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord this morning. Amen. While I have you standing, if you would turn to Matthew 26, verse 36 through 45 this morning. Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 45. Amen. Amen. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. If you have it, say amen. If not, say, wait a minute. Matthew 26, verse 36 through 45. Amen. Amen. There you'll find a familiar passage for us. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious and holy word. Father, we bless you. We glorify you this morning. We lift you up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this time together with you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you to abide with us this morning as we explore your word. Open our heart, Lord. Help it to be fertile ground, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, decrease me. Hide me behind your cross, Lord. I am but a clay vessel, Lord. But fill these lips with your precious words. Words for your people, Lord. Words, Lord, that will help break bonds and loose chains, Lord. We glorify you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This morning, you all know I like to tell on myself, so I don't mind telling on myself yet again. The title of this sermon I had named a week ago, and I was struggling terribly with it until, I guess, about 11 o'clock last night. Because I was trying to make the sermon fit the title and not the other way around. Amen? So the original title of this sermon was Sleeping in the Garden. Because when I read it, that's what struck out to me, that the disciples were sleeping in the garden. But just about 10 or 11 o'clock last night, God gave me something else. He said it's not important that they were sleeping, but what is important is what happened in the garden. So this morning we're going to explore what happened in the garden. Amen, amen. You know, as I read through, and those of us who are scholars or even Bible readers, we realize gardens must be special to God, a special place. The three greatest events happened in a garden. The fall of man, the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Agony, which is the Garden of Gethsemane, and we're going to explore that today. And the finish in a borrowed tomb in a garden. The resurrection in a garden near Golgotha Hill. Gethsemane was an olive grove or olive garden that sat at the foot of the Mount of Olives in East Jerusalem. Gethsemane literally means oil press, a place where olives are ground and pressed so the precious olive oil can be extracted. Gethsemane was a familiar place to the disciples. It was a place they often came to rest. It was thought through the scripture, and if you explore, and if you like me, you like the history of the scripture, that this garden was probably owned by one of Jesus' friends or family members. So that's why he liked to frequent it when he was in or near Jerusalem. And how fit this scene is, this place is, for the scene that's unfolding in our passage this morning. Gardening. I looked it up because, well, you all know, that's not my thing. Even though I grew up with Southern people and they had gardens most of my lives, that's really not my thing. I love the fruits and vegetables, but just not my thing. But I looked up the steps to gardening. Even though I kind of knew them, I wanted to know, what does Google say about gardening? First, it said, choose your garden. Choose the spot you're going to design for your garden. Jesus chose us. He chose the Jewish people. He chose the Gentiles and anyone who would believe on him. That was his garden. Then it said, step two, create a design for your garden. Jesus designed his garden to confront the Jewish laws of that day, to disprove them. He bought a simpler way of life. Basically, he bought the Ten Commandments back. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And I looked it up. I said, well, I wanted to find out the correlation to Jewish law versus the Mosaic law. Jewish law, just that one commandment, they have 39 forbidden things you can't do. Even to making bread so you could eat. I thought that was amazing to me. Because I couldn't figure out why, again, if you study or look it up, there are over 800 Jewish laws. The third thing it said was gather your materials. He gathered 12 disciples, all who would follow him and believed he was the Messiah. Then it said install a garden structure. Well, I guess that meant trellises and all of that kind of thing if you're going to have all those things. And we see them in our garden in the back. His structure was he preached and taught the word of God. along the highways, along the byways, in towns and houses, anybody that would, he would go to a hill and teach, and thousands would come. They came and sat till they were dying of hunger to hear his word. They were thirsty for his word. There were times his word was rejected, but he taught, and that was the structure of his garden. Then it said, fill your garden with great soil, not mediocre soil, not good soil, but with great soil. For the 3 years of Jesus' earthly ministry, he let air and light in. He turned the soil over with God's word. What richer soil could you use? The word of God was the foundation he planted for his garden. Then it said, check your climate. Well, I guess that makes a difference. If you're in a colder climate, you can't grow this. And if you're in a hot climate, you can't grow that. But what I got was that the climate around Jesus right now was hot. The Jewish leaders were angry. He was challenging them. He was challenging their law. He was causing people not to follow in their footsteps, but to follow him, to question laws that had been written time and time and time again, time and time and time ago. Then it said, plant your seeds. Jesus planted seeds with every sermon, with every miracle, with every new believer. He planted seeds in his garden. Then it said, select a water source. He watered his garden with truth. He watered his garden with his very blood. He watered his garden with his very life. What richer soil to nurture the seeds than the word of God? Every garden has weeds. In walks Judas and the Sanhedrin. All of these words that Jesus was speaking were challenging the power and authority of the Jewish leaders. You know everybody got a hater. So here we are at Gethsemane. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Sit here. I will go over there and pray. Throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, we know numerous times Jesus would go away and pray on his own, sometimes taking the disciples with him. But this time he went off and took them. He took the whole 12. Again, Gethsemane was familiar to them, a place of rest and relaxation, a place they retreated from their ministry. He took all to Gethsemane, but he took only some part way. He left some. Know this, everybody can't go with you. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. He took the chosen few. He took the chosen few friends that were his boys, his main guys. And how many people have had friends leave you out on a limb? You didn't think they would, but they did. Even those friends can't go. Because it got hot. Because it got hot. Peter, James, and John, they were his best friends. They were his closest friends and companions. They saw miracles that some of the other disciples never saw. In a garden, every seed does not grow the same. Some are going to grow big and tall. Others are going to be just small. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and watch with me. Going a little further, he even left Peter, James, and John and went a little further and fell on his face. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup pass from me. But not my will, but your will be done. Jesus could feel the weight of the cross. He could feel the separation of the Father. You imagine what that's like. A child being separated from their parent. We've seen it. Those of us who are parents have felt it. We've seen our children cry. We've seen our children throw tantrums. Like the olives in the press, Jesus was feeling the pressure. In contrast,
The disciples couldn't see it. All they felt is they were tired. They couldn't see what was happening. They had seen Jesus walk on water. They'd seen Jesus tell the winds and the waves to be still and to be quiet, and it was so. They saw him make the lame walk. They saw him make the blind see, but they couldn't see what was coming. When we think of a garden, we think of a thing of beauty, flowers, trees, colors everywhere. But in the Garden of Gethsemane today, it was a place of agony for our God. The Bible tells us Jesus was so anguished that the tears and the sweat fell from him like great drops of blood. He was preparing to water his garden. The next part of this was the best part for me. Because he said, not as I will, but as you will, Father, be done. That's where the victory was won. Disobedience had broken us. Disobedience in the Garden of Eden had separated us from our Father. But with those words, not as I will, but as you will, obedience came back into the picture. Jesus fertilized his garden with obedience. All while the disciples slept. Then he returned to the disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you keep watch with me 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is indeed weak. He went away a second time and he prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink, may your will be done. When he returned yet again, he found them sleeping. Watch literally means to stay awake. For us, spiritual alertness. Watch and pray. This was for us. Stay on guard. We've got to watch and pray at all times. Especially in these perilous times we're living in right now, we have got to watch as well as pray. Jesus was telling us to stay awake unless we fall prey to the enemy. Every day we're tested, each and every day, in each and every way. Flesh is simply our human weakness. We all need divine intervention, divine power each day to get through that day. Peter had just said earlier in this evening that he would die for Jesus. He would die for him, but he couldn't stay awake an hour and pray with him. On this night in this garden, there was beauty and agony. It was a profound challenge that to accomplish this, the Son of God had to experience separation from the Father. Beauty that God loved me so much that he gave his perfect son to die for me. Beauty because in agony the son was obedient to the father. You ever try to get your kids to do something? You ever try to get your kids to be obedient? Do you know what a feat that was, the obedience? When he came back, he found them sleeping. Because their eyes were heavy. This time he said, just let them sleep. Just let them sleep. The third time he prayed the same as his earlier prayer. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. In obedience, Jesus committed to drinking the cup, whatever the cost. All while the disciples slept. The final path to salvation was set into motion. What happened in that garden? Hope sprouted up in that garden. Love sprouted up in that garden. Mercy sprouted up in that garden. The pardoning of our sins sprouted up in that garden. Determination sprouted up in that garden. Eternal life sprouted up in that garden. Determination to do the Father's will. Salvation peeked its head up out of the ground in that garden. Jesus went on to Golgotha Hill and then buried in a garden, in a borrowed tomb. He hung on that old rugged cross. He shed his blood and gave his life to water that garden. That garden is me and you. Today we sit here with salvation at hand because he was willing to water that garden with his very life. I don't know about you, but he saved me in that garden. He saved us all in that garden. He paved the way in that garden. You want to know what happened in that garden? He gave his all. He gave everything he had. He gave his last measure in that garden for you and I. He gave it all on Calvary's cross in that garden for you and I. The victory was won when he became obedient to the Father's will, even unto death. For Jesus, the rest was easy. When the soldiers finally came, he didn't shy away from it. He said, let us go. Let's get this done. I'm ready. I'm ready. In that garden, he gave us his all. This morning, I invite you, if you'd like to get to know the Jesus that gave his all for us, we extend the arms of welcome to the tabernacle. We are so honored that you visited us this morning, whether online or in person. We ask the ministers and deacons if they come to the altar, if anyone would like prayer. Maybe you need more love. It's in the garden. Maybe you need more peace. It's in the garden. Maybe you need more grace. It's in the garden. If you desire prayer, the altar is open. If you desire to join this band of believers, we welcome you. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise and all the honor. We've done the will of the Master. Hands in the back in the hands of our liturgists.
And did we get a good word? Did we get a good word? See, something in it for everybody. But what got me? When it got hot. Because we all know when it gets hot, you only trust a couple of people. When she preached, the pressure was on. Right? It got hot. Jesus stayed. Right? He didn't fall asleep. He didn't go away. That's why when we say, whatever you're going through, it's hot. He's still there. Amen? Amen. Amen. And that gives us a chance to give to his house. Amen? Can I get a drum roll, drum a man? There we go. I'm going to bring up our deaconess, Courtney Scott. She's going to lead us in our offering and our announcements. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways. To give by text message, text code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256. Again, that's Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link with instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA, 19139, or at Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. And for those of us that are gathered in the sanctuary today, you'll find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door for your tithes offering and one for our preacher for this morning. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. To give to our pastor, he has Cash App or Venmo, Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now for the announcements for today. After service today is planting day at the tabernacle. The pastor has invited everybody to dress down so that we can work to plant new seeds for the upcoming harvest season. And in addition, we'll be firing up the grill for lunch. I saw them out there. Hamburgers and hot dogs for everybody. So that is following morning service today. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night, our prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. And Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second through fifth Sundays. And please remember Pastor Ford's YLE challenge. And that will conclude the announcements for today. Amen.
Amen. So right before I bring us Sister Barbara for the benediction, you got plenty of time. Change your clothes and get ready to work in the garden. Amen. 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 Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Amen. So if we can stand, have my Sister Barbara come up and give us a benediction.
If all hearts and minds are clear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, Lord, as we depart from from this place, but not your presence, Lord. We ask you to go with us, God, as lead us all week long, Lord. Keep a song in our heart. Keep your word on our lips, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.